This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Later on, U.S. Hands Off Venezuela, with Mimi's interview on May Day with William Camacaro of the New York City Bolivarian Circle, reporting from the barrios of Venezuela, where he has brought a delegation of U.S. people to observe the situation on the ground and deliver to the Venezuelan people the message that we, the people of the U.S., oppose the U.S. government's empire aggression and intervention. But first, ACE reporter and analyst Max Blumenthal tells us who Juan Guaido, Venezuelan presidential wannabe, is and who he represents in this report.
What Dan Cohen and I found here was so shocking that we felt that it needed to be reported in detail. And what we found, first of all, is that Guaido was a mid-level figure in a very unpopular party called Popular Will, which has been backed by the U.S. for years. It is one of the most violent and radical parties in Venezuela, directly connected to the violent Garimbas in 2017 and 2014, which left a total of some 200 people dead, including many of the security forces he's now trying to get to come out and rebel against Maduro. So, you know, when you talk about the people who support Henry Capriles, who is popular, or Henry Falcon, these people are not on board with the agenda of Guaido. You know, the data analysis, their pollster, Luis Vicente León, who's the top pollster in Venezuela, said most Venezuelans reject the agenda of Guaido because they don't want war. But the agenda of Guaido and Popular Will and the people around him is just that. It's war, and their real constituency is here in Washington, where they were trained with U.S. dollars to serve as the inner cadre of a destabilization campaign that began in 2000. There's a group in Belgrade called Otpor, which is a student group that was backed by the National Endowment for Democracy, the regime change arm of the U.S., and even the CIA, apparently, to bring down Slobodan Milosevic with a series of tactics, popular mobilization tactics. They succeeded, and these Venezuelan activists were brought out there starting in 2005. Dan Cohen and I found these documents from Stratfor that outlined the training programs. And in one of the documents, they declared that when you see four Venezuelan universities simultaneously rising up in protest against Hugo Chavez, then you'll know the real work has begun. Juan Guaido is part of what's known as Generation 2007, trained by the CIA and NED-backed Otpor, that was brought into Venezuela to apply these tactics and destabilize the country. And they came to bear through various campaigns and plots, starting in 2010, a plot funded by figures from the oil industry that was nationalized, who wanted to take back control of the oil. Guaido was in those meetings as well. He's been at the forefront of every violent destabilization campaign, and we've even produced video of him being involved in these garimbas. And yet now he's being marketed as this great democratic figure. This isn't about democracy. Yes, and this extreme is being pushed by the U.S. because the U.S. actually does not want to bring all the sides together. They've rejected the talks offered by Mexico and Uruguay. And what they want is to push the most radical elements to destabilize the country and smash a socialist experiment so they can get control of the world's largest oil reserves again. That's what it's about.
We're going straight to the streets of Venezuela to tell it like it is and correct all the erroneous misrepresentation, the lies, the deceits of imperial empire. You're going to hear in a moment, but let's warm up to go to May Day in Venezuela. I have to tell you, I hate fading that down and somebody saying, what? 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 You're playing celebratory music? You're talking about, Chavez, no se va. What's the matter with you? Don't you know that there's a coup being staged in Venezuela? Well, we're going to tell it like it is. We're going to find out the truth. And I have to say, last night I rushed up to Union Square when I heard there was a Venezuelan demonstration, assuming it was Chavez no se va, and support the Maduro administration, hands off Venezuela. And I got there, and there were about 20, 25 at most, Guaido fans. Staged as hell, but okay, they were there. I then came back and listened to the news reports, which made it sound like there were thousands of people who were saying yes to the elected government of Guaido against the greatest cartel bringing drugs into the U.S. and Great Britain. The Maduro administration, well, here to tell it like it is Brother William Camacaro, and has been an activist for the rights of the people and the people of Venezuela for as long can be. Brother William, how do you fare? What's really happening in Venezuela, my brother?
Thank you very much for having me, Mimi. Oh, wonderful presentation. Let me tell you, yes, we have been here in Minnesota for a few days already. We have a group of people from the United States that came in solidarity with Venezuela. And basically, yesterday what happened was something that is a fiction. It could be some kind of, you know, someone could be writing something, a fiction book with what happened yesterday. It's basically these right-wing people, they took several very young soldiers, people around 18, 20 years old. They lied to them. They told them that they will be condecorated, and they took them to this area to supposedly condecorate. And then what happened is that Guaido was there with all these right-wing people to use the images during his speech that he made yesterday to try basically to call the militants and to try to see if something happened in the militants, and people start to go to the street to protest against the government. It's not, everybody knows that Venezuela is facing an economic crisis thanks to the sanctions imposed by the United States, in beginning with the Obama administration, his infamous decree declaring Venezuela an extraordinary threat to the security of the United States. Thanks to that decree, Donald Trump has been able to pass numbers of sanctions that have been destroying the economy of Venezuela. So basically, through that circumstance, they were hoping to mobilize people against the government and also to mobilize the army. So this was just a show. What happened yesterday was a media show that was, we are talking about maybe 200 people were in the street yesterday demonstrating with Mr. Guaido, and the mainstream media international is talking about thousands of people, but no. And they are showing also images that don't have to be anything to do with what happened to yesterday. And today we have, images of the demo that Guaido people has, and we can say that around 3,000 people were there. If we want to be generous, maybe 4,000, no more, people were demonstrating in support of Guaido. But in the case of the government of Venezuela, hundreds of thousands of people were on the street. And it was impressive to see the images and the videos of thousands and thousands of people demonstrating in support of Maduro, but also again, the USA intervention and the USA military invasion, and again, the imperialism and capitalism. Let's put it this way. We are facing economic crisis in Venezuela, and people are mobilizing not just to support Maduro. I will say more to defend their sovereignty, to defend their revolution, to defend their right to do what they want to do with their country. So that's why people are in the street. This is not a revolution because belong is something that is attached to a person. No, it's something that belongs to the people. And it's the people that have been in the street demonstrating in support of Maduro, because they know that Maduro right now represents the sovereignty and the freedom of the country. So it was incredible, really, to see thousands and thousands of people today gathering in support of the Venezuelan government.
William Kamakato, let me ask you this. How perilous do you think this situation is? The U.S. is definitely behind attacking the power grid. Tens of thousands of people's lives are in jeopardy because of the sanctions. They are attacking the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, and on and on and on. And, of course, literally mercenaries trying to foment armed struggle. And the threat still of bombing, not off the table. So can you assess, really, how perilous it is? And further tell us about who the hell Juan Guaido is, who the BBC and all the news media here are insisting is the valid elected representative of the government. Who the hell is this man?
No one knew Guaido until this past January. Even people in Venezuela, they didn't know him. He was completely unknown. He became a celebrity as the day that he decided to proclaim himself the Venezuelan president with the support of the United States. It's a fabrication of the United States. He was a student in Georgetown University, and for two years, he was very well connected with some people working with the CIA in the United States. He is just a fabrication of the State Department. The thing is that he doesn't have any base. No one knows him. Even among the right wing, no one knows him. And that's one thing. But all these virulent attacks that is almost daily in every front against the government of Venezuela is an attack that is connected to the reality that Venezuela was the country that during the Chavez administration opposed against the free trade agreement when George Bush Jr. was trying to implement the free trade agreement in the Americas. So we defeated the free trade agreement in Chile in Martha's Vineyard. But then Chavez, together with the UNASUR, the Union of South America countries that now is completely dismantled, opposed to the TPP during 8 years. He was confronting Obama again and again, the free trade agreement that was the TPP. And Obama was unable to sign anything. And that's why it was too easy for Trump to drop from the TPP, because anything was signed. So, and that, at the end, gave an advantage to China, because China was able to build the so-called Belt of the Silk, and they have been expanding the economy very quickly. And the United States doesn't have anything to compete with China in place. They don't have anything in place to compete. What I'm trying to say is that the corporate interest of the United States has been losing a lot of money thanks to the opposition, not American people. It's the corporate interest that is something else, and not the interest of the American people. They don't have the interest of the American people. They have been losing a lot of money because they have not been able to implement those free trade agreements. And that's one of the reasons, because those attacks are coming against Venezuela. But the other reason is that it's all this multilateral organization, the UNASUR, that in a moment was confronting all the corporate interests in South America, the Union of South American Countries, then the CELAC, that was an organization, is an organization, it still exists. It's formed by all Latin American countries except the United States and Canada. Then we have ALBA, Bolivia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and several other islands in the Caribbean. So several islands are from the Caribbean. And we have others start to open the door for China, Russia, India, and South Africa, and Latin America. So that's another problem for the United States, especially for the elite, for the corporate interest, because right now one of the biggest investors in South America is China, not United States. And then we have the resources. Venezuela is a country that has a lot of resources. Not only that it's the first country that have the biggest reserve of oil, but also the second reserve in gold. And Venezuela has the third reserve in gas, a huge reserve in diamonds, and also in uranium and called TAN. Also, there is a mineral, radioactive mineral that is going to replace uranium in the future, that is TURO. This mineral, there's already several nuclear plants that are using this mineral to produce electricity. And Venezuela has one of the biggest reserves on the planet of that mineral. There are so many issues, economic issues, political issues, that the elite, especially in the State Department and the Pentagon, they cannot forget what Chavez did, what Venezuela has been doing. And they are trying to really mobilize very quickly to destroy the Venezuelan economy.
Let me also ask you this. The ideology of the Chavez revolution in Venezuela, which actually has been defended in places like Haiti, etc. But one of the interesting things about it, of course, we see the resurgence of the ultra-right of really the military fascism in the form of Bolsonaro in Brazil. We certainly see that in other places now in Latin America. And, of course, a worldwide resurgence of fascism. How critical is it for the U.S. to try to install a puppet, a figure like Guaido, who comes out of its own creation, but certainly want to defeat the spirit, the energy of Bolivarian revolution?
We can see the tendency in the entire continent that people, the countries like Brazil, that went to the extreme right with Bolsonaro, a fascist government, also in Colombia, the government that is completely linked with the narcotraffic, and a government that is completely linked with the so-called falso positivos. I mean, I don't know how to say it in English, but all these people that disappeared, that were killed, and they said that they were guerrilla members. So it's very dangerous what's going on right now, because they really are moving the entire continent to the extreme right and to fascism. It's all over. And they see Venezuela as an obstacle to trying to implement the entire plan. They even talk. Just a few days ago, Bolton was saying that if they resolve the Venezuelan problem, they will be able to resolve two or three problems at the same time. So that's the main issue. They know that if they are able to display the Bolivarian Revolution from power, they will be able to attack easily Cuba, Nicaragua, so they will be easy to attack Bolivia, that is also in the eyes of the hurricane. They right now are not attacking Bolivia directly, but it's the country that they are desperately also they wish to attack. And what they really want is to implement the Monroe Doctrine in the entire continent and destroy the sovereignty of all those countries in South America and be able to get all those resources. And we really are in a very scary situation, not only because the crazy people that... People that in my state, and I believe that we have in the United States have a pathology, mental problem that we have in the United States right now. Anything can happen. If you see clearly what's happening in Venezuela, it's a confrontation between the new order that was mentioned by Bush, the Bush administration, and something new that's coming now. If Venezuela is able to succeed, what's going to happen is that the relation with the United States is going to change completely. The relation with Europe is going to change. And the relation with the South is going to change because it's a confrontation between those superpowers, China, Russia, India, and all other countries, that UK, Iran, South Africa, that they have also interest in the international market. And then you have this confrontation with all these superpowers and all these countries from the South that they want to be represented and they want to be respected. They want to have a say to do the best for their people, for their country. So if this is a confrontation that can take you to another war, third world. And we are very close to something like that. So and people don't see that in the United States. I don't think that people are thinking that this is something, it's just Venezuela. No, it's we are very close to an international confrontation, military international confrontation, where Russia, China, and other superpowers will be, the United States will be, and other superpowers will be involved. And that's because, again, it's not because human rights, and not because they want to defend the poor Venezuela. It's because money, it's because resources, it's because exploitation. They want to get everything.
And let me also tell you. let me just interrupt you to tell our listeners that we are speaking with William Camacaro from the streets of Venezuela, who has been there, who is telling it like it is and setting the record straight. And William, in the time that we have left, again, for people who say, but look at the images I've seen on TV. Look at the barrage of things that are being said on all news media. And look, of course, the flip side of this, what's not being said on the so-called liberal refugees from the Nation magazine, who are now the prime hosts on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes. Not a blooming word. Well, we know that we have to lift the sanctions, but in the time that we have left, Brother William Camacaro, tell us what we need to do to make it clear, hands off Venezuela, and of course, where is the heart and soul of the people now of Venezuela? With Guaido? Or with the Maduro or the idea of the Bolivarian revolution?
I think there definitely are nowhere where go. People are very, very, they really support the Bolivarian revolution. You have to, for those that have been listening for more than a decade, that all the lies from the mainstream media against Venezuela, all the sabotage and the economic sabotage and the stuff that has been happening thanks to the United States support, you need to understand that something strong is happening here, that they have not been able to remove this government from power. Something strong is happening here, that despite all this lack that they have been spread all over the planet, they have not been able to remove this revolution. There are so many, really, the base. Poor people of Venezuela and the majority of
William, you're breaking up just a little bit. Maybe let's try that again. And we have 3-4 more minutes. And I want you to know how special it is. Still, the courage and the energy, because we take nothing for granted of our brother William Camacaro in Venezuela. His people, his report to us, you're getting it here. This is the exclusive, the reality of what's going on, the people's story. So if you can perhaps take us out on Venezuelan May Day and what we have to do, again, to support sovereignty for the Venezuelan people and support, yes, the Maduro administration and the Bolivarian revolution.
Yes, I think that definitely. For all the American people, one of the best things that they can do is to support Venezuela, because first of all, Venezuela has been struggling against the free trade agreement, as I mentioned, an agreement that is not only screwing our lives in America, but also here in the South, but also because we are looking for a new world is possible, and that's something that we all over want. We want really to have access to medicine, to have access to education, to have access to another kind of life. And the United States is pushing this country and all this, but basically, I believe that for people in America and the United States, it's very important to go out to the streets to request no USA intervention, basically, no USA intervention, no sanctions in Venezuela. People in Venezuela are suffering already. Giovanni Cabello mentioned that more than 40,000 Venezuelans have been dying because of the sanctions, because they don't have the medical stuff on time. Already people are suffering. So we need people in the United States to understand that those sanctions are killing, and that is a human right violation, and that those people that are implementing those sanctions are committing a humanity crime against the Venezuelan people. And that's the most important thing. We don't want war in Venezuela. We don't want a war in Venezuela. We don't want sanctions for the Venezuelan people, as well as we don't want sanctions for any country on the planet.
Well, William Camacaro, thank you for being with us, for giving us those reports. The people clearly in Venezuela, the people are amazingly calm and incredibly resilient despite the sanctions and constant threat of military intervention. The U.S. does not seem to understand the pulse of the street, nor does it understand the history of the Venezuelan military. Thank you for highlighting all of these issues. We want you to stay safe. William has also led a whole delegation of people to Venezuela. We're going to find out more when they return. Again, be safe, be safe, be safe. We put nothing past the U.S. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for educating us against U.S. empire. And we have been speaking to the wonderful William Kamakata, who you can hear regularly on our airways on WBAI on La Voz Latina. And brother, good May Day, and we'll stay in close touch. And as my brother Bernard White used to say, and we will pay close attention. U.S., damn you, hands off Venezuela.
Thank you very much.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.